بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم اذا شاء رفع بلا والشيخ اول رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکدہ. کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نور سنت ہے کون و مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نور سنت ہے کون و مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں. فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربان میں شان سلطانیت شتربان میں. نور سنت ہے کون و مقام میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں جس نے کانٹے بچھائے وہ دیکھا جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدام تیرے بوستا میں گل بدام تیرے بوستا میں اور جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کامران ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں کامران ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں. نور سنت ہے کون و مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آفتے محفل اختراں میں ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آفتے محفل اختراں میں آفتے محفل اختراں میں آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر زماں میں کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربان میں جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کامران ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں. نور سنت ہے کون و مقام میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. It's beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ali Billah, Rumi Waqt, Tabriz Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat Allah is giving us a brief idea of what is the honorable position of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Unfortunately, myself, we haven't understood, haven't an idea of what is the position of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we just get a glimpse of an iota, then any person who is sensible, he can never be but a die-hard lover of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And a sign of love is al-muhibbu lima yuhibbu muti'un. Who you love, nobody have to tell you follow that person. You imitate him tooth and nail. And sadly today we see who we are imitating. People that are worth absolute the scum of the earth, but they appeal to us. And what should really appeal to us is beautifully Allah Rabbul Izzat, what great stress Allah Ta'ala is telling us. And the height of kindness, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That only and only in the beautiful way of life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example for you. And those that appreciate it, Hazrat explains here that what was the effect in the great honor of the messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam did their work to the best of their ability, but Allah Rabbul Izzat has chosen Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam finally to come as a mercy unto the whole of mankind with the complete and perfect completion of deen, that nobody, there's no need for anybody after that, there's no need for any extras, no need for any deletions. Totally perfect personality Allah Rabbul Izzat has chosen, and me and you not deserving it in the least, but Allah has chosen us to be in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Myself, we haven't have got an iota, but through the barakat of our mashayikh and these gatherings, we get a brief glimpse. A lady in the time of the Bani Israel, she says, when she heard the virtues of this ummah, she said, if I was living in that ummah, I should just spend one sajda making shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Hazrat explains here that noor-e sunnat hai ko wo maqam hai, kya tajalli ti tere bayaan mein. That look at the noor of the beautiful way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every nook and corner. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made such a concerted effort that even Allah Ta'ala had to console Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many places in the Qur'an Kareem, Allah Ta'ala had to console Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِئٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. That, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we didn't send you that you have to tear your chest apart if they don't accept the message of the oneness of Allah. And it was only for the benefit of mankind, for each person's own benefit. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had that feeling, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through what odds Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to go through, that Allah Ta'ala is saying, today we're saying challenges in the world. The greatest challenges Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through, which Allah Ta'ala himself mentions in the Quran, Allazi anqadha dhahrak. Those challenges that virtually sort of broke the back of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From within the own family where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being taken care also, the Quraysh leaders over and over coming to the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that please tell your nephew, just stop talking about the oneness of Allah. Allahu Akbar, what an embodiment and steadfast and pillar of support, and what a pillar Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. All the rough oceans can't go through, cannot have that courage like the courage of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh my beloved uncle, even if you don't decide to take care of me, it doesn't matter. But I will carry on my mission The sun can be placed virtually the boiling hot sun in my one hand, the moon in my other hand, but I will carry on passing the message of the oneness of Allah till every baked and unbaked brick gets the oneness of Allah Ta'ala in that home. And today we see where in the world you can hear of places, Alaska, anywhere, people are performing namaz on snow. Allahu Akbar. One place we met a jamaat from Alaska. They say that about 6-8 months they read namaz on the snow. And they, in those places also, that is all the barakat of the noor of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the effort of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat says, can you just ponder and think, what tajalli, what special focus and noor, and what impact there was, and what sincerity of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in explaining the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed that our deen is such a deen that we believe in the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and there's no distinction between race, between color, between creed, anything. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned it very clearly. خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرْ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنْ. We created you, and we showed you the two parts, and we sent the best example for you. Those who accepted, they were on the path of hidayat, irrespective of what color, what race, what creed, whichever nation they came from. And those that did not accept, they were, and Allah Ta'ala says, قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. Very few will accept. So Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed this message, and how beautifully our Shaykh has explained and taught us. One man putting his trust only in Allah Rabbul Izzat, starting his mission, Allahu Akbar. One woman from the household of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Khadija Adna, accepts. And what courage and what support she gives Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Then a young boy, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And how the message spread that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam totally took out all distinction. Before that, amongst the Arabs, they had all this tribalism, etc. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cleared all this. لا فضل لأرابين على جمين ولا لأجمين على أرابين إلا للتقوى. Whether you are Arab, non-Arab, whether you white or black, red in color, whatever, Abdul Sultan Khare Ek Safni. That how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed, when the message of the oneness of Allah, everybody realized, I'm the slave of Allah. And stand in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala with total humbleness. That the kids, the master and the slave standing next to one another in one saf. No distinction whatsoever. And then especially in the time of Hajj, when everybody is in ihram, you can't make out the difference. But what taqwa, whoever has got taqwa, and that only Allah Ta'ala knows. That Allah Ta'ala, that we nobody can claim, I have got taqwa. But we see, there is no such a thing like racialism in Islam. It might be propaganda that people are still making, but there's no such a thing in Islam as racialism or anything that you look down upon any person. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has wiped this out totally. And we see Allahu Akbar amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And as it came down, what was the effect, Allahu Akbar, of the honor of the messengership of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam? That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wiped this out totally. Far kale wa gore ka tune kis tarah se mitaya jahami. That how you wiped it out from the face of the earth, oh our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam. That there was no difference between white and black, that between poor and rich also, all on one platform. Because Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it very clearly, that inna khalaqnakum min zakari wa unsa wa ja'alnakum shuuba wa qabaila lita'arafu. All this is to gain the marifat of Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us the marifat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and showed us that no person can claim in the least but to even have this idea in his mind that I am better than anybody. And that is why we come here. Because shaitan puts this thought. It just comes like a black ant. It just comes that I am better than that person. Allah Ta'ala bring us here that we make this firm intention and beg Allah through the barakat of our Shaykh, take out all this ananiyat that I am somebody. and fananiya, total annihilation must come. Then Allah's love, one, maybe one iota of the drop of the love of Allah comes in the heart. Ye ta teri hulami ka sadka, shani sultaniya chutar bami. That those who became the real slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, die-hard lovers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet outwardly they were looking like shepherds, grazing their animals, but they were the kings of the world. They were the royal personalities of the world. As Hazrat Umar radiallahu explained, when he's going to conquer Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, today Constantinople, and today we cry of Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah Ta'ala must free it. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu gave us the lesson till the day of Qiyamah. When he was going for this journey, one is, tears came down his eyes, and he said, I think of my past. When I was a young boy, my father used to send me out to graze the sheep. I used to come back at night, one, two sheep used to be missing. My father used to give me one slap. You can't look after sheep. What are you going to do with your life? Today, Allah has given me that, Allahu Akbar, 2.25 square miles that I'm ruling over the world. And today I'm taking over Baytul Maqdis. This is not of any of my ability. Inna kunna azalla qawmun fa'azzana Allah bil Islam. We were the most degraded nation. When Allah Ta'ala sent the nur of Nabuwat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we became the slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see what honor Allah Ta'ala has given us. And this honor will remain in people till they hold on to this. That is Allahu Akbar. So beautifully, Sahib Qasida Burda has mentioned it also, that Bushra lana ya ma'ashara al-Islami, inna lana min al-inayati huknan ghayra munhadami. Let all people of Islam take glad tidings. You have got such a pillar of support, nobody can break it down. And that is when Allah sends His greatest messenger to bring the message of the oneness of Allah. But today we have left this pillar of support. Myself I'm talking of, we all have to look of our own condition, and we crying, the ummah is in turmoil, the ummah is in difficulty. All we have to do, tawbah, istighfar, come back and hold on to this beautiful, solid pillar that will never be destroyed till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who held on to this, that Allah made them the kings of the world. Allah made them the honorable people of the world. And till today, this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the effort, and look at the concern of the ummah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Jisne kaante bichaye te deka, gul badama tere bostame. That those people that we saw that literally caused harm to you, through the thorns in your part, and what harm didn't they cause to you? And that is what we learn from our honorable Shaykh. Today we just want to make dua that, oh Allah, wipe out the zalims. Oh Allah, Muhammad bin Salman is just causing, just wipe him out. Hazrat teaches us, make dua for these people. Make dua for ourselves, make dua for them. Allah is Qadir Mutlak. And Allah has shown these people that outwardly it seemed there was no success for them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just make dua, ya Allah, wipe them out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for them. And people like Hinda, today we say, radiallahu anha, what is her position? The greatest wali can't reach that position. Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu, what is his position? Hazrat Umar radiallahu coming with that naked sword. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua, and what is his position? So Allah give us tawfiq that we should be begging and making dua for these, and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, that Hazrat says that these people that laid thorns in your path, now in your beautiful garden, they are roses. What beautiful roses, they stand out in your garden, Allahu Akbar. Jo chala tere nakshe kadam par, kaam rahe wo dono jahan mein. And Hazrat explained that those that stick onto the beautiful life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how beautifully our Hazrat Dada Shaykh's internationally famous poem, Naqshe Qadam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hai, Jannat ke raaste, Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate sunnat ke raaste, Naqshe Qadam in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it is mentioned, If somebody saw in a dream, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali walking and Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in front. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah was walking slowly behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They asking him, why you walk? He's putting his foot in exactly the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And our elders of this time has shown us how we should practice on the sunnahs of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there's no excuse, and a person should never ever utter these words of foolishness that we're living in the modern times. Today to practice on sunnat is difficult. No, never at all. Hazrat says so beautifully, apno to kya, ghairo tumhare ikram karenge. What all the outward propaganda, and it has been shown in the world, wherever you travel, if you try and follow sunnat, non-Muslims will respect you. And this is proven. So Hazrat explains here that those who want success, there is only one way of success. In this world also, you'll get a peaceful, comfortable life. And in the year after, obviously, the success is only in following the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan, aapte mehfile akhtara mein. Hazrat, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that effort, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala now became the slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat is now giving us a glimpse and a picture of that majlis. That majlis, Allahu Akbar, all the beautiful stars, as Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Ashabi kan nujum, that the real stars are my Sahaba. Where you are using this word in the wrong places and calling wrong people that are scum of the earth, you calling them stars? No, the word stars are for the real personalities, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the majlis was like that beautiful shining 14th full moon, and all the stars with humbleness sitting in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these are the majalis of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. That their nur, and Allah ta'ala bring us here, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us an idea and realize that what was that majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And till today, when Allah gives the tawfiq of going to Medina Sharif or thinking of Medina Sharif, just think of that majlis, all that shining stars and the beautiful full moon of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Outstanding. What a majlis, we can't imagine. Aapki shaan be intihaku, kis tarah laaye akhtar bayan mein. Hazrat is explaining that, addressing himself, but for us to realize and think that, oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your honor, your personality, just your name is so high. It is beyond imagination. We can't understand. As Sahib Qasida Burda says, many people think they have got knowledge of about who is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, وَمَبْلَغُ الْإِلْمِ فِيهِ أَنَّهُ بَشَرٌ وَأَنَّهُ خَيْرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ كُلِّهِمِ. The height people can have of knowledge that he was the greatest human being. He says that وَأَنَّهُ خَيْرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ. He was the best of Allah's creation in any way whatsoever, in every which we can never understand, we can't fathom. So we learn from the pious servants of Allah, where with my dirty, filthy tongue, our minds, where can we bring the praises of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam on our tongues? Allah Rabbul Izzat allows us to recite durood. We should make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And as Hazrat explained, Allah Ta'ala in His kindness, Allah tells us that send durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But so beautifully we have been taught, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, you know our mouths are filthy. We ask you to send it. Allah Ta'ala sends durood on our behalf, and Allah says we have sent durood. So let us take our time to recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with great love, and make dua that Allah Ta'ala bring, and the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatness and the sunnah in our life, and that we act upon it, our families, and we try and pass it throughout the world. Allah give us so.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم صدق الله المولى العظيم. one of our friends, our Muta'alliqeen, asked a question that Allah Ta'ala bless us with ni'mat. And then when this ni'mat come, then sometimes pride comes in a person. A person does more work of deen, more ibadat, whatever, any aspect. Then a person, alhamdulillah, they so are fortunate, they fear that pride must not come in us, that we think we are somebody, Allah is taking so much of work of deen from us, etc. When this question came, then alhamdulillah, one great lesson which our Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Hazrat Maulana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had taught us, but just happens sometimes it just goes out of the mind, but it all just flashed back again, and I thought there is a lot of benefit for all of us also with regard to this, because each one of us, Allah make us conscious that when we are doing work of deen, a person gave a bayan, somebody praised you, or just in your own mind you think, I gave a very good bayan today, any other work of deen, then this pride will completely destroy everything. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explained very beautifully. And with regard to shukr, shukr is a very, very great, very important, basic ibadat, very easy ibadat, and the returns and rewards are also so great. And on the other hand, if we don't make shukr, the consequences are also very, very great. So with regard to this, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, whenever you fear takabbur, that pride comes in me, I'm doing this work, I've done that work, people are praising me, etc., or anything like that, then the simple solution to that is tashakkur, to make shukr. That a person just resorts to shukr of Allah Ta'ala. So in the shukr, first is that he's thanking Allah. So it's not me, Allah, you did it. Like Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he entered Makkah Sharif as a great, great conqueror, victorious, but everything, he was bowed down. And he said, Ya Allah, you alone did everything. So when that comes, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي بِنَعْمَتِهِ تَتِمُّ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Oh Allah, all this what has been done is by your fadl, your karam. So, and then Hazrat explained it very beautifully, that by tashakkur, making shukr, a person gets the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. So a person goes towards Allah, he becomes close to Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, if a person makes takabbur, he goes further from Allah Ta'ala. So the one is taking you closer to Allah, and the other is taking you further from Allah Ta'ala. And there is a great principle of logic that ijtima'i ziddain mahal. Fi waqtin wahidin, fi makanin wahidin. That two opposites cannot be in the same place, at the same time, in the same place. Two opposites cannot, it can be day and night also. It can be it can be cold and it can be hot at the same time. Two opposites cannot take place at the same time, in the same place. Yes, different times, the opposites can be there. Different places, some way summer, some way is winter, some way is day, some way is night. But at the same time, the two opposites cannot take place. So all we have to do is just to make tashakkur, so the opposite of it, takabbur, can't be there. And if we don't make tashakkur, then takabbur will be there. So we, so simple, we just make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for all His ni'mat that He has blessed us with, and Allah's countless ni'mat. When a person thinks of anything, and especially this, of any work of deen that Allah takes from a person, and shaitan, very shrewd, our arch enemy, he always wants to destroy us, he will try and make it, you did it, you achieved it, your sacrifices, etc. And by that, a person, instead of coming closer to Allah, goes further from Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very, very great ibadat, a very, very effective way of cutting ourselves down to size also, and to come closer to Allah Ta'ala, and to get our amal accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So if we make shukr, we are going closer to Allah. There won't be any pride whatsoever. And then again on shukr, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ, if you will make shukr, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And yeah, according to Arabic grammar, There is the lam which is for stress, that definitely. And then there is the noon wat tashdeed, noon thaqila, which is also for stress. And it is the words of Allah. If Allah didn't even stress it, if Allah just said it, Allah's words are sufficient. And Allah's words in the Quran, if it was in the Torah also, it's great. If it was in the Injil also, it's great. The Quran Sharif, what a kitab. In there Allah Ta'ala expressed, said it, so there is no, so if we will make shukr, instead that takabbur is out, bod anillah, just to be distant from Allah Ta'ala, to have that bad characteristic of pride, this is gone out. Now it is only goodness, and now more goodness will come. Allah has promised that definitely I will give you more goodness. So just by making shukr, a person will increase. And Allah says, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ, if you will make na shukri. Actually, the word kufr, the literal meaning of it is to cover up. Not to disbelieve, that is the meaning of it, but the actual meaning is to cover up. So the truth, a non-believer is covering the truth. Allah is one. There is no one else but Allah. He is covering it up and is believing in idol worship. Or he doesn't believe in Allah Ta'ala at all, an atheist, etc. So if you cover up the shukr of Allah, you ascribe it to yourself, I achieved it. So now you are covering up the reality. And you are trying to ascribe it to yourself, whereas the only doer and the giver of ni'mat is none other but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So if you will do that, you won't make shukr. You won't express this the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala and make shukr of it and be thankful to Allah consciously. Then, inna azabi la shadeed. My punishment also with lam ta'keed. That definitely my punishment will also be very, very severe. Shukr is that great ibadat that Allah has made it so easy. We don't need wudu to make shukr. There is no fixed time for it. Fajr, there is a fixed time. You can't make it in another time. All the namazas. Zakat is once in a year. Hajj is once in a lifetime. And that is all limited. Fajr, you can't make two fajrs one day. You can't make two zuhars one day. But shukr, no limit also. And any time you can make it, and you don't need wudu also. And for namaz, for example, a person makes namaz, Allah accept all our namazes, but still that little bit remains. Did I make my namaz? Did I make three or four rakats? Did this happen, that happen? I made some mistake in my namaz. My wuzu perhaps wasn't correct. My istinja perhaps I didn't do it properly. But for shukr there isn't anything difficult like that. You just make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And with shukr, when if a person makes shukr, inshallah there is 100% ikhlas also. Especially when he makes it from his heart on his own to Allah, there is really no possibility of that he's showing off or anything. He's just doing it and he's making shukr to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And what great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala will give on shukr. Shukr is that great ibadat, as it is narrated, that At-ta'imu shakir, a person who is eating and is making shukr. Kas-sa'im is sabir, like a person who is keeping roza and is making sabr, so much sawab is getting. Now a person is keeping roza, we know roza is hard on the nafs. Nafs doesn't like roza. All restrictions that come, and especially if you try and keep a proper roza, roza of the eyes also, of the mind also, then more restrictions on you. More you are now like in a jail. So nafs doesn't like the roza. And that roza is not only a person has got roza, but as-sabir. That means he's feeling the roza. Long summer days, like places where 20-hour rozas, 21-hour rozas, hot heat, and that. And yeah, you eating all the ni'mat, whatever ni'mat, chayt, halal, ni'mat of Allah, but you are making shukr. And you are getting sawab like that person who is keeping roza in the difficult conditions and is making sabr. So such a great ibadat is shukr. So you get so much of sawab. Shukr is that ibadat by which any person easily can become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. Allah declares clearly that when you eat, Allah loves that banda when he eats and he makes shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. While we are eating, on every luqma now and then in between, Allah loves that person. So who Allah loves is the wali of Allah. So easy by eating, a person becomes the wali of Allah Ta'ala. After eating, all the du'as, every du'a is so beautiful. For example, this du'a, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wa la quwwa. A person who reads this du'a, all his previous and future sins are forgiven. So just by reading that du'a, and by in that du'a, what it is really, that you are making shukr to Allah. That this food, in no way whatsoever, did I make this food, I arrange it outwardly, but the making of the food, the creation of that food, the flour, the water, whatever, rice, whatever, it is only Allah. Just by acknowledging that and making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, you become the wali of Allah. All your sins are forgiven also. A person who has got no sins is a wali of Allah. When your sins are forgiven, you become a wali. Ulama say, minor sins are referred to here. But all the minor sins also are no small thing. It is a very, very big thing. And we have it forgiven. So, shukr is a very, very great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And in awe and the ni'mats of Allah are so many, which Allah Ta'ala explains, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. If all of you get together, that means from Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah, all the scientists and all the people of the world, and the great, great ulama also, and the people who have understand realities of deen, everything, all of us, we get together and we try and count one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, nobody can count one ni'mat. And one is not counted. One is one. You don't count to if there are one is one, you don't have to count it. But one ni'mat has got billions and trillions and unlimited ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that it may be possible that you can count all the leaves on the trees of the world, which really is an impossibility. But if you can, it may be possible you can count all the stars in the sky, which is the skies, which are also impossible to count. All the specks of sand, which is in the deserts and the whole world, it may be possible you can count it. But to count one ni'mat of Allah is impossible. And to count the ni'mats of Allah, all the ni'mats of Allah, is impossible. And all these ni'mats, all that Allah wants from us is shukr. That we just make shukr. And the reality of shukr also, Allahu Akbar. Allah has made it that when a person admits, Ya Allah, I can't make your shukr. It's just beyond me. Allah says, that is my shukr. When you have realized that I can't make the shukr of Allah, that is the shukr. So, shukr we should make. But at the same time, also we should look at our little reality. How many of us think consciously when we wake up, do we read the dua? Just reading the dua. Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana. What a beautiful sleep Allah gave us at night. And now He woke us up and we are still healthy, hale and healthy. One person woke up in the morning and he completely forgot everything, a professional. He doesn't know anything. Who am I? Where am I? Or what? That we still wake up and Allah Ta'ala has kept us in place. What ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. If you move your hands are moving, your legs are moving, you're not paralyzed, you are not in a coma. Unlimited ni'mats of Allah. But who of us even just read the dua? And then if we are reading the dua, little bit of thought of it, that's real, Ya Allah, I'm really making. For example, we should, the sunnah dua and the words of sunnah have got great, great effect. We have to read it. It is there. And we have been blessed with this beautiful formula from the lips of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as mentioned, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the only person in the world that everything of his is recorded. So much so, everything is recorded. Middle of the night, if we would wake up, then what he would read at that time, that is also recorded. Everything of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is recorded. So, that we use the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can say it in another language. In Arabic we can say it in different ways also. But those very words that came out from the Mubarak tongue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is additional, how much bonus. And so anyway, if a person just in his own also makes shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, I got up again in the morning, I'm hale and healthy. That is a great, and in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even more greater. So shukr is a very, very great gift of Allah Ta'ala that He has given us. And it's a very simple way to come close to Allah. And when a person really makes the shukr, then reality will dawn on him also. I am absolutely nothing. Allah is the doer of everything. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person will make shukr, then he is not boasting of on somebody else's thing. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala gave something and I am boasting I did it. That is a very, very base characteristic. It's a guna also. And anyone who boasts about somebody else's thing, if we copy somebody else's writing and present it as our writing, somebody else's bayan, we present it as our bayan. It shows a very low condition of that person. So Allah who gave us everything and we try and pass it off as if it's ours. I did this, I achieved this. And again, the reality of the matter is when Allah Ta'ala gave us all His ni'mats and His favors, then also if we don't acknowledge it, and Allah Ta'ala on the acknowledgement by making shukr, Allah has promised to increase it. But if we don't and we cover it up that it's ours, and if Allah takes away any ni'mat of ours, then we were a ni'mat. When it is taken away, then we realize the ni'mat. May Allah Ta'ala save us from that. How many ni'mats of Allah, if any one ni'mat has to be taken away? And unlimited ni'mats, every ni'mat of Allah we cannot do without it. Or for example, that how many instances which are mentioned that one person, when he went for some treatment to Europe or America from Pakistan, when he returned again, then he was on a wheelchair. And he made a sign to the people, they came and fetch him. He had informed them that he wants something to drink. When they brought something, water for him, he took out a tablet from his pocket, put it in his mouth and he drank the tablet. And then he told them that due to this treatment or a new some illness they now got him, that the saliva, the spit in the mouth dries up. And if there's no saliva in the mouth, we can't digest our food. We can't talk also. When the tongue becomes dry and hard, sometimes we feel it in roza, or a diabetic, he feels it more. And your tongue becomes hard and dry, you can't talk also. So he says, now I have to have this tablet. And in that time, which may be easily 40, 50 years ago, one tablet was, I think, $15. One tablet. And he worked it out for the day. If 24 hours continuously you have to have it, and it only works for 15 minutes. And then you need another tablet again. So if you want to have it whole day, they worked out the figures just to make spit in the mouth. And what a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala just the spit is. Every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Now, any person who has to go to the dentist, he goes to the optician, he goes to a doctor and they explain to him about what his illness is about and how they're going to, you get baffled how these things work for the eye, how the eye is working, every aspect, one small and not one, two things, how much is known is also so unlimited. And then when they explain, this is also, Allahu Akbar, one beautiful article came, Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Ali, when he was studying in Deoband, then he was in his third year or so, and he had come home for holidays, and he was going back. By ship, mostly those days travel, so there was a doctor also. Oh, and the doctor told him, sarcastically, but it was very dangerous, this type of talks, making a mock of deen, teachings of deen, etc. So the doctor said, Allah forgive us for repeating it also. But he said that you, Maulvi, say that they are the kiram and katibin on our shoulders. And you say, Malaika, very, very big. Then he says, in that case, that I won't get a jacket, a coat to fit me because my shoulders will be so big. I won't find a jacket to fit me. So these are very extremely dangerous statements. Anyway, Maulana Yunus Patel, at that time when he was still very young, he wasn't graduated. Allah put it, he says, Allah put it in my mind, and I told him that you are a doctor. He said, yes, so you studied. Perhaps those days there was no preschool and all that, but grade 1, grade 2, till matric, 12 years you studied. He said, yes. After that you went to university, how much you studied? Another 6 years, those years much more, 7 years you studied. He said, yes. So in that case then, your head should be so big to accommodate all that, that no head should fit your head. So Allah's ni'mat are unlimited in everything. How many ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has bestowed us with? So we should learn to appreciate and express this appreciation. And also, really fortunate is that person that مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Till we don't, we have been taught this akhlaq. Be thankful to an-nas. Yeah, all people, whoever. It may be a non-Muslim also who has done a favor to you. Be thankful to him also. And to everyone who has been instrumental for some favor upon you. Our ustad, how much do we even, we don't go to them to make shukr to them. And do we even make dua for them on a regular basis? Our parents, what a great ni'mat. And Allah has stressed it so much to make shukr, to have good relationship with our parents. Who of us really, that we told our parents, if they are living even now, that Jazakumullah, you did this for me, you did that for me, and especially if they put us on the line of deen, they were instrumental for us to be namazi, they were instrumental for us to go in jamaat, they were instrumental for us to become hafiz, alim. What great, great favors. How much did we appreciate and show? So to show shukr to mankind also, to all the people, these are very basic things of our deen. In fact, for any human being, for a human being to be thankful, and in fact so much so, actually incidents don't come to mind, but there are those incidents. One person mentioned that he was at the beach, at the seashore, and there was a fish that had that was in a small puddle of water, some hole and there, and it was very restless. And he tried to do various things, but finally the thought came to him, he pushed it into the water, into the sea itself. When he pushed it in, it swam away, came back, and wagged its tail, and then went away. It also made shukr. It wanted to get back in this little puddle of water. It was restless. It wasn't what it had to be. And many other cases also, where the animals also showed their appreciation. And we as insan, how much of appreciation we have. Our wives put food down for us. And they will go out of the way to put it for us as we like it. And a mother for her children, how much won't she go out of her way? She wants to do everything for them. And what is from our side? We will shout more. This you didn't do right, that's right. For our parents, our mother, the children also, mothers, the daughter, she stayed 6 weeks by the mother, now she's going home. How much she packs up more? Whole 6 weeks she was staying here and eating here. But now when she's going, she's packing up more, this also, that also, and she wouldn't worry about herself. Oh, you take, you'll need this, you'll need this. And especially if it's a case where they are having little financial problems, little difficulties, more she will put for her daughter. And from our side, the response, the shukr, very lackful. We are very relaxed in this. And it is such a great ibadah, this making shukr. In every matter of ours, that we should learn to make shukr. Allah give us all tawfiq. And if we can't really make the shukr, at least make dua. Now, if our pride doesn't allow us to go and tell somebody jazakallah, to tell somebody thank you, at least make dua, for there your pride will still remain on its place also. And you can make dua for the person. All the favors. And to for Allah Ta'ala, really one ni'mat of Allah, and the greatest ni'mat of Iman. And besides that, what are the ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has given us? For all this ni'mat, we have to make so much of shukr. So Allah give us this tawfiq of shukr. Whatever ni'mat has, Allah has given us, and on this, la'azidannakum, what Allah is going to increase, what we don't know. Just on making shukr, Allah will increase so many of our things. Our whole islah can take place on shukr. That Allah is going to increase you in His ni'mat. So in everything He will make shukr. And one thing which we must also never be unmindful of, shukr on iman. On a daily basis to make shukr to Allah, He blessed us with iman. And then there are so many that He gave us our existence. What a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. He brought us into existence from non-existence. He did not create us from some raw materials. From non-existence He brought us into existence. How great and mercy. And when he has brought us into existence, generally for all who are sitting here, maybe in our families we have got somebody in our friends, neighborhood, but generally all who are sitting here, our brains are in order, we are not mad, eyes are in order, we might be having glasses, but still, alhamdulillah, eyes are in order, the whole body is functioning. Otherwise, we know of somebody in the family, somebody in the neighborhood, a retarded child, somebody who is so sickly, who is just lying in bed, can't do anything whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala say, how much shukr we must make for all this. And then further than that, Allah Ta'ala made us, as humans, He made us good, and then He gave us the ni'mat of Iman and the ni'mat of Islam. And this is also only the gift of Allah. Whether a person reverted to Islam or is a born Muslim, but it's a ni'mat only from Allah. And to be still with this ni'mat, especially in these days, when people, what we are hearing, things what people are saying, openly what things they are saying. And to cover up Allah's ni'mat is so serious. But this is to that iman Allah gave, to throw it back again. Uh-huh. And to not to accept it. Not to, today when I say, na'uzubillah, I'm not a Muslim anymore or something. Allah gave you the greatest ni'mat and you are throwing it back again. So all this, and namaz also, which is such a great ni'mat. We don't perform our namazes, we don't do it properly, regularly. It is also, we are not appreciating the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So all these ni'mat, so Allah gave us all these ni'mat, and then He made us in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great blessing to be in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On account of that, we have got Kaaba Sharif, we have got Medina Sharif. What a great ni'mat we have got being in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And such a Nabi, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what a great ni'mat. And that at least we at least say, I love my Nabi. I'm a die hard for my Nabi. What a great thing. So all, what ni'mat Allah is. So we should learn to make a lot of shukr. So whatever, it will save us from takabbur, and takabbur is one of the worst sins, which is a killer disease. Shaitan got destroyed because of his pride. No other shaitan came. Because of his pride, he got destroyed. So by shukr, all these things will be, the wrong things will go out of our lives and will become closer to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us all tawfiq that consciously we make shukr to Allah for His ni'mat, and we do it properly, we will see the difference. If we don't see the difference, it is that we are still not doing our shukr properly. Otherwise, a person's condition will be changing. He'll be coming closer to Allah Ta'ala when he makes shukr. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.